Good day. This is Paige Estrittori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, April 11th, 2025. In Australian insurance sector news, leading provider Suncorp has announced a significant move in their organizational structure with intentions to cut a portion of its motor claims assessing team. Specifically, 30 out of 70 positions will be eliminated in a bid to boost efficiency. However, not everyone is pleased with this decision. The finance sector union is opposing their move, citing concerns over the consultation period, job security, and the rationale for offshoring functions. Suncorp's plan to focus on towing arrangements springs up after reports of a $1.1 billion net profit surge, potentially influencing future cost-cutting approaches in the industry as restructuring continues apace. Switching gears to AFCA's recent ruling regarding a trucking firm's insurance claim. The firm's claim was declared invalid due to inaccurate representations made on their policy application. The case brings to light the important issue of accurate disclosures in insurance applications and the potential fallouts of misrepresentations. This undoubtedly leaves a major footprint for the businesses and insurers alike, with an increased call for more stringent procedures and verifications moving forward. Now, let's move the ball to our sports ground, specifically the football pitch. Gow Gates, the renowned insurance broker, has successfully clinched a 2-year contract extension with Football New South Wales, following an intensive tender process. This renewed alliance aims to furnish comprehensive insurance coverage for players, clubs, and administrators. As the sport continues to grow and evolve, this partnership will look to innovate and improve insurance schemes, ultimately aiming to provide broader protection for all linked to the beautiful game. Last but not least, a momentous surge has been noticed in the insured value of strata properties in Australia, reaching a staggering total of $1.4 trillion. This substantial figure spreads across major states with New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, and Western Australia holding a sizable share. Approximately 4.2 million Australians, roughly 15% of our population, reside in these stratas. With half of these properties aging over 25 years, it poses a call to action for improved management and regulations. Fundamentally, as the sector expands, a focus on sustainable management, policy revitalization, and investment in infrastructure becomes crucial to maintaining thriving strata communities. That wraps up our insurance news for this week. To discover more about your personal and business insurance options, browse our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrittori signing off. Stay savvy, Australia.